This webcast is made possible in part by support from the listener members of the Classical Network, WWFM and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sounds Choral, a program that seeks to present the vast body of choral repertoire in a way that is intelligible, relevant, entertaining, and uplifting. I'm your host, Dr. Amanda Quist, Chair of Conducting, Organ, and Sacred Music at Westminster Choir College. On today's program, we will be exploring two composers who will be featured in performance by Westminster Cantorai. On Saturday, November 17, at 8 p.m. in Bristol Chapel at Westminster Choir College, Cantorai will present a concert, Lily Among Thorns. The title of the program is drawn from the Song of Songs text set in a motet by Palestrina, which he then elaborated into a parody mass setting titled Missa Sicut Lilium Inter Spinas, the title of which literally means Lily Among Thorns. The second half of the program will feature a lesser-known Bach cantata, Es ist dir gesagt, cantata number 45. Palestrina's mass setting is based on a motet published in his first collection in 1569. Peter Phillips, conductor of the Talus Scholars, which is the recording we will hear today, notes that the musical style here is more for string quartet or viol consort. Lucid, the working of the counterpoint at times very elaborate indeed. This can be heard at the beginning of the motet, where the point is treated to two complete expositions, from where it is transferred to the first Kyrie. Eventually, all the movements except the Gloria open with imitative counterpoint. But underlying all this finely crafted polyphony is the perfumed atmosphere which the words of the motet from the Song of Songs originally inspired in Palestrina, and which, despite the long sentences of the Gloria and Creed, he managed to transfer to every corner of the Mass itself. Let's listen to the Kyrie movement of Missa Sicut Lilium Inter Spinas, performed here by the Talus Scholars, recorded in 1989 on the Hyperion label.
Thank you.
As was common in the Renaissance, the longer Gloria and Credo texts are divided into several sections as the opening Gloria, Qui tollis peccata mundi, making up the Gloria, and then the Credo, which includes the opening Credo, Crucifixus, and Et iterum venturas. Let's listen to the Gloria and Credo movements from Palestrina's Parody Mass.
Oh,
Are listening to Sounds Choral. I'm your host today, Amanda Quist from Westminster Choir College, and we're spending some time with Palestrina and Bach this afternoon. We've just finished listening to the Gloria and Credo movements of his Missa Sicut Lilium Interspinas. The next movement, which follows naturally in the Mass Ordinary, is the Sanctus. This is actually my favorite part of Palestrina's Mass. It begins with the same rising half step that we heard in the opening point of Imitation in the Kyrie. Each entrance of the text in this five-part texture has a partner, with the exception of the fifth entrance heard in the second tenors. The music, like incense, winds its way around that opening half-step, rising up, returning again, as if filling in the holes that may have been left open on its journey. Palestrina shifts the texture at the Domine Deus by setting the voices higher in their range, almost homophonically, with dramatic upward-moving sweeps. Finally, the text Hosanna is punctuated with stepwise eighth note sequences ending in dramatic fashion. The following Benedictus opens with an inversion of the original half-step idea in the alto, but back to the original nod to Phrygian mode with the soprano. This new four-part texture sets itself apart from the rest of the Mass, causing the listener to find a bit of clarity in the midst of the thicker five-part texture in the surrounding material. The Benedictus is punctuated by the return of the Hosanna text from the Sanctus. And finally, we'll listen to the Agnus Dei, the last movement in the Mass, set back in five-part polyphony. Instead of the sound beginning in the highest voice and eventually summoning the gravity of the basses, it begins from the bottom and rises toward heaven. Let's listen to the Sanctus, followed by the Agnus Dei, which will take us to the end of Palestrina's Missa Sicut Lilium Interspinas, heard here, sung by the Talis Scholars, conducted by Peter Phillips.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us on WWFM, you are listening to Sounds Choral. Today we are exploring some of the music of Palestrina and Bach. We've just finished listening to Palestrina's Missa Sicut Lilium Interspinas, based on the motet of the same name. Next, we're going to shift to J.S. Bach. He wrote many, many cantatas and especially was prolific in Leipzig. We're going to explore one of his lesser-known cantatas, number 45, Es ist dir gesagt. Bach held positions in different parts of Germany throughout his life, but he finished his career in Leipzig at the St. Thomas Kirche, a church which also saw the birth of his Magnificat, the St. John and St. Matthew Passion settings. Cantata 45 was written for the 8th Sunday after Trinity, and it received its first performance in the summer of 1726. The cantatas set during this time period tended to have elaborate and longer first movements, featuring the choir and instrumental forces. Similar to Bach's other cantatas, number 45 follows an acrostic form, meaning a symmetrical form where the two outer choral movements balance a central movement, in this case, a bass solo set with the text from the voice of God and surrounding recitatives and arias. The other day I was walking down Nassau Street here in Princeton and looked up at the sign above Nassau Presbyterian Church and saw a familiar text. He has shown you, O man, he has shown you what is good, to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with our God. This is the text of Micah 6, verse 8. It's a text I grew up with. This is the same Old Testament text Bach chooses for his elaborate opening movement in Cantata 45. We will find at this time in Bach's compositional output first cantata movements that display multiple forms in one setting. In this case, Bach gives us an instrumental ritornello, material from which he then draws his fugue subject. Much of this material is ultimately drawn from the chorale, one of the best known of the Lutheran canon. It was also used for the later wedding cantata, number 197. Bach then delivers a fanfare in the voices on the text of the title of the cantata, Es ist dir gesagt, which means he has told you, he has shown you. Then he finally gives us a fugal exposition. It's interesting to note that this Old Testament text is set in the context of God's law, and Bach often chose fugues to set law-based texts. Another word for law is rule or canon, and canons in the Renaissance were the predecessors of Baroque fugues. Let's listen to the first movement of this cantata, performed here by Toon Koopman and the Amsterdam Baroque Choir and Orchestra on the Challenge Classics label.
Oh.
We come now to the first recitative aria set, written for tenor in the key of C sharp minor, taking us to a darker tonal center. This movement is a dance in 3/8, but a somewhat somber one, with the text, "Soul, think to save yourself. Upon obedience follows reward. Torment and scorn threaten your transgressions." Let's listen to the tenor recitative and aria.
Der Höchste lässt mich seinen Willen wissen und was ihm wohl gefällt. Hat sein Wort zur Richtschnur dargestellt, wonach mein Fuß soll sein Geflissen allzeit einherzugehen. Mit Furcht, mit Demut und mit Liebe, als Proben des Gehorsams, den ich übe, als ein treuer Knecht, der einsten zu bestehen. Gottes Rechte, weiß ich Gottes Rechte, was ist's, das mir helfen kann? Was ist's, das mir helfen kann, wenn er mir als seinem Knecht fordert brechen an. Wenn ihr mir als seinem Knecht fordert scharfe Rechnung an.
The very dramatic central movement of this acrostic form cantata also begins the second part of the cantata. The bass aria presents the voice of God for the first time, with the strings giving passionate emphasis to the threatening words, downward moving sequences, and the text. First from the people, a call, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Have we not in your name cast out devils? One can hear the casting away of the people in the feverish setting of the strings, and God's fury at their behavior. The restless energy never ceases throughout the movement, with long melismas on the word weichet, which means depart, depart. The movement of force and strength ends without a statement of the final ritornello theme. God's command, depart from me, evildoers, is left ringing in our ears. Let's listen to movement 4 of Bach's Cantata 45.
Es werden viele zu mir sagen an jenen Tagen, Herr, 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 haben wir nicht in deinem Namen geweissaget, haben wir nicht in deinem Namen Teufel ausgetrieben, ausgetrieben. Es werden viele zu mir sagen an jenen Tagen, Herr, 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 haben wir nicht in deinem Namen geweissaget, haben wir nicht in deinem Namen Teufel ausgetrieben. lieben, ausgetrieben. Haben wir nicht in deinem Namen viel Taten getan? Denn werde ich ihnen bekennen, ich habe euch noch nie erkannt. Weichet, weichet, weichet alle. Denn werde ich ihnen bekennen, ich habe euch noch nie erkannt. Weichet, weichet alle von mir, weichet alle von mir, ihr Übeltäter. Denn werde ich ihnen bekennen, ich habe euch noch nie erkannt. Weichet, 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 weichet alle von mir, ihr Übeltäter. Weichet alle von mir, weichet
We move now to the heart of the matter of this cantata. Often these are left with the final aria and recitative. The message, whoever acknowledges God from the very bottom of their heart will be acknowledged by him. Those who call him Lord just from their lips and not their hearts will burn forever. We are reassured that our sincere acknowledgement of God within our hearts is what he truly seeks. Bach sets the ritornello flute melody, which displays the first four bars reaching upward toward heaven. This aria in some ways is a companion to the tenor aria from the first half, both presenting the dark and light of the struggle of the soul. The final recitative takes us back to E major, the opening key and closing key of the chorale. This structural choice is also symbolic, the assertion of one's ability to do the will of the Lord, the assurance that one will be judged through their heart with God's assurance and help. We might have expected an accompanied recitative at this point, but the clarity of just the singer with continuo is highly effective in its simplicity as we return to the profundity of the message, the assurance of help and promise of reward.
Aus wahrem Herzensgrund, und Mund selbst von mir rechte sein, und Gott will mir den Lohn nach meinem Sinn erteilen. Tritt nun mein Wandel nicht nach seinen Worten ein. Wer will hier nach der Seele Schaden heilen? Was mach ich mir denn selber Hindernis? Des Herrn Wille muss geschehen. Doch ist ein Beistand auch gewiss, dass er sein Werk durch mich mög wohl vollendet sehen.
We've been listening to Bach's Cantata 45, the text of which is drawn from the Old Testament book of Micah, chapter 6, verse 8, and Matthew, chapter 7. And in addition, we have the second stanza of Johann Hieremann's hymn, O Gott, du frommer Gott. The final chorale is among the best known in the Lutheran canon. It was also used later for the wedding cantata, number 197. Here the second verse has been chosen, and its aptness is obvious. Grant me that I do what I must, and as you command. Also, that I do it well and quickly. There's an honest, rustic quality about this melody, which makes it particularly appropriate for the summing up of the vacillating states of the soul throughout this cantata. Let's listen to Ton Koopman and the Amsterdam Baroque Choir and Orchestra performing the final chorale of Bach Cantata 45. We've spent time listening today to Palestrina's Missa Sicut Lilium Inter Spinas, performed by the Talis Scholars, recorded in 1989 on the Hyperion label, conducted by Peter Phillips. We also listened to Bach's Cantata 45, Es ist dir gesagt, performed by Ton Koopman and the Amsterdam Baroque Choir and Orchestra. I hope you will join us on Saturday, November 17 at 8 p.m. in Bristol Chapel at Westminster Choir College, where Cantarai will present these two works among some others of the Italian Renaissance. Sounds Choral is produced at the studios of WWFM, the Classical Network, David Ozenberg, producer. I'm your host, Dr. Amanda Quist, Chair of Conducting, Organ, and Sacred Music at Westminster Choir College. You can listen to any recent Sounds Choral program by going to our website, wwfm.org, and clicking on Classical and Webcasts. You can also support programming like this with a donation and membership at our website. Thanks so much for listening. Sounds Choral is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and wwfm.org.